بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويفرد الحديث of Hazrat Zayd ibn Usama, the narrator of the hadith, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's daughter was on the throes of death, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was called to come and see her. Finally, when he came, and how he had felt when he saw his granddaughter passing away. And there are many, many lessons that we learn from here. Some of them we have mentioned. Further, the ulama have written the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam: to Allah alone belongs all that He takes, and to Him belongs all that He gives. Everything has an appointed term with Him. So you should exercise patience and be hopeful of reward for your patience. These are very important words, and if possible you should try and learn them also, and always remember them at the time of any difficulties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at such a time when his granddaughter was passing away, but he taught the ummah, and he was a teacher of the ummah at all times, and he gave us the most valuable teachings. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lillahi ma akhad," that whatever everything belongs to Allah, that which He has taken also belongs only to Him. Walahu ma a'ta, and everything belongs to Him what He has given also. When we have got the ni'mat of Allah, it is also, we should understand, a ni'mat from Allah, and when He takes it also, it is a ni'mat of His which He has taken. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and everything by Allah has got a fixed time. We are also not going to live forever, and our family people also are not going to live forever. Everything has got a fixed time. So if we understand this, we will have great solace, and we will be able to accept difficulties and hardships easily when they come. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ, so make sabr. When difficulties and hardships come, make sabr and have great hope in the great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So these are very valuable words which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. If we learn the Arabic, all the better. Otherwise, just even in English, we understand that everything, whatever we have, is not ours. It is a gift from Allah. What Allah takes away from us, what also belonged to Him, it did not belong to us. So we won't feel hard that something, like ulama have explained, somebody leaves an amanat by you, and the day he asks for his amanat, you give it back to him, you don't feel bad. You knew it doesn't belong to me. I was just holding it in trust. And now that he has asked for it, I've given it back to him. The same way, whoever it is, may Allah make it easy for us. We are humans, we are weak. We feel it very much. But any family member, any ni'mat which he has given us, and he takes it again, we should understand it was given by Allah, and now he asked for it, he has taken it away again. And everything has got its fixed time. And to make sabr on such an occasion, and to have hopes of reward from Allah, it's really a gift also from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah bless us with that reality as well. These are in fact a dua of comfort, which helps to lighten the burden of a difficulty. It should be memorized and recited at such times. Whenever, may Allah protect us from any difficulties, hardships, but we should think of it, we try and remember it if difficulties do come, and that is what is part of life, and we have to face such occasions. Then we should, if we read this dua, it will be a source of great solace and comfort for us. And also, presently, where we know what the Muslims are going through, which we cannot imagine, especially the Syrian Muslims, which is a very great calamity, and then the Kashmiri and India in general, all the difficulties, then what we had just here with us, how many people have lost everything. Whatever they had, it was just taken away and they have lost it. So if we have this reality with us, it will lighten our burden, and we will be able to accept it, that it is from Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, the bare minimum that we can do is make dua for all those people, for who have been afflicted, difficulties have come, all the things have been burnt away, burnt, or they have been just stolen and taken away. We should at least make dua for these people, and this is right in front of us, right here with us. And what is happening in Syria, we haven't got a full picture, we can't understand. Kashmir is a blackout, we don't know. But the worst is happening. May Allah may give us the tawfiq to at least make dua for all. Some additional points which are here. It is permissible for noble and virtuous individuals to be present at the time of the death of a person so that their blessings and dua may benefit that person. As Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha requested her father, the Nabi of Allah, to be present when her little innocent child, masoom little baby, was passing away. So for pious people, if they are present when somebody is passing away, it is very noble. And to be reading Surah Yasin Sharif at that time, to remind the person to read his kalima, la ilaha illallah, all these are meritorious things. It is perfectly normal and permissible to shed tears at the demise of a person. However, one should not wail or complain. At such a time, to shed tears, to have feelings, we are humans. Allah hasn't put a stone in our bosom. He has put a heart, a flesh, and it is soft. And may Allah keep it soft, and it must not be hard like rock, and that we don't have any feeling for anyone. And at this point also, whether it's our family members or it's all Muslim people who have lost many things in this recent things, how much do we feel of it? Or if our hearts have already become like rock, that we just got no feeling for our fellow brothers also. We should make dua, and a beautiful dua is that Allah gives them ni'mal badal. Ni'mal badal means a very good recompense. What they had, Allah gives them better in return again. And Allah shows His Qudrat many places, that Allah takes away something and Allah gives something much better in return also. It is meritorious to console a person in difficulty by encouraging him to be patient and hopeful of a reward from Allah Ta'ala. This is also a very important thing on such occasions. When we go and make ta'ziyat, when somebody has passed away, we encourage that person to make patience, to make sabr also. And also we tell him that your reward on sabr by Allah will be very great. This is also a very meritorious thing, and a thing that we are taught in our deen, and it is the right of a fellow Muslim that when he has been afflicted by some difficulty, then we should go to him and try and comfort him, make his burden easier, at least with a few kind words, with some du'as. That is the right of a fellow brother. May Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill this right as well. It is meritorious to visit those who are ill. This is also a very important thing. May Allah bring it in our lives, that people who are ill, to go and visit the sick. And there are great, great rewards for it also. And really it is a human duty of ours, that a fellow brother has become ill, that we go and visit such a person. It is acceptable for a subordinate to question his leader regarding an aspect that may appear doubtful to him. As in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that how come you are also shedding tears? So if we have some questions about any aspect of deen, then our elders, it is quite in order, and it is good we ask them and remove our doubts also. And by that we will be learning, and the learner of deen and the teacher of deen, both of them are rewarded very, very greatly by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. When we are told to Allah alone belongs all that He takes, it is most inappropriate to complain, as the owner of anything may rightfully take what belongs to him. when we understand that Allah has taken what belongs to Allah. Now for us to complain, for us to have objections to that, whether it be just in our heart, that is very inappropriate, because it was Allah's, Allah has taken it, He has the full right to take it, whenever He wants to, He takes it, so it is His right that He takes. So we should try and build our imani quality to that may Allah save us. But the day when any ni'mat of ours is taken away, we realize it was a gift from Allah, Allah kept it as an amanat by us, and now Allah Ta'ala has taken it. May Allah give us the reality of our deen, which will make our lives of this dunya also very easy and comfortable, and of course it will earn us great, great rewards by Allah Ta'ala, and we will be able to remain composed, and in the correct manner we will be able to deal with all matters that come to us. May Allah be merciful and kind to us, help all of us, all who are in difficulties. Allah help us all and remove all our difficulties.